We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Plus, crossover with 4x4 off-road capabilities with 74 mpg, 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander plug-in hybrid EV, $27,838 or $359 per month. And 10 years of confidence with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get to Dawson Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Dawson Motor Cars. Let's up your life with Let's.
If you've been thinking about test driving a new club car onward, now's the perfect time to check out the new and used models or build your own. Club car personal and utility transportation vehicles offer quality, dynamic power options, and with a completely customizable design engineered to fit your every adventure. Visit online at lads.net and find the club car that's right for you.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and everyone remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Celebrate Thanksgiving with a Kroger brand frozen turkey. They're tender and juicy and just 77 cents a pound. Limit one with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Blood shortages are worsening again, and critical blood-based research to develop new treatments for diabetes, heart disease, and cancer is alarmingly slowing down. Patients need your help. If you're between 18 and 50 years old and healthy, you can give blood, and you'll get compensated for time and effort. Go to researchchampions.com to learn more. That's researchchampions.com, or call 901-252-3434. Researchchampions.com is sponsored by Key Biologics Solero.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Hernando, Mississippi. Bit of Dolls producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. I hope you didn't think the Grizz were just going to sit there and relax and pick somebody at 40th and call it a night, because that is not what they did. They moved up. They selected 30th. They selected 35th and added two players that people are really, really excited about, myself included. Then they signed another to a two-way deal. He's an intriguing prospect. We'll talk NBA draft momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425. I'm going to be joined by TCU coach Jamie Dixon. He, of course, is a man who has coached in 12 of the past 16 NCAA tournaments. He's advanced in 8 of those 12 NCAA tournaments. 2009 Naismith National Coach of the Year. And for our purposes, the man who recruited Desmond Bane to TCU and then helped develop him into somebody worthy of being selected in the first round of the 2020 NBA Draft. What are the Grizzlies getting with their latest first-round draft pick? Jamie Dixon, we'll answer that question. We'll do it in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories among them. We said yesterday that it sounded like it was bad news for Klay Thompson. It is confirmed today, bad news for Klay Thompson, the Golden State Warrior All-Star, probable future Hall of Famer, has torn his Achilles. This after tearing his ACL. He missed all of last season. He will miss all of this season. Just rough stuff in Golden State. We'll talk about it around 4:44. Penny Hardaway created a headline earlier today, acknowledged that Isaiah Stokes is going to serve a one-year suspension, so you will not see him in uniform next week in South Dakota or any other time this season. Get into that story a little later on this hour. More bad COVID news in college basketball. Two more programs have shut down, and I've heard another is considering doing it, and it happens to be one of the teams that is in the tournament in South Dakota with the University of Memphis. We'll talk about that just before 5 o'clock. And Shelby County Health Department Health Officer Dr. Bruce Randolph said earlier today that a new health directive that almost certainly will restrict restaurants, bars, and other businesses where people do not wear masks is expected Monday, but could come as early as tomorrow. So prepare yourself for that. I'll spend a few minutes on it during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the 2020 NBA draft. It was started last night. It was completed last night. Bennett, I'm gathering you watched it. It was an enjoyable experience, I thought.
It was enjoyable. I thought that they did a pretty good job for what it was. They were able to capture the moments for most of these guys, especially since they couldn't do it in an arena.
Real quick, let me hit you with some breaking news. Remember when I just said that there was a team that I heard was about to shut down because of COVID, and it was a team that was playing in the tournament next week in South Dakota? Well, now it has been confirmed. It is Creighton. Creighton, the preseason top 10 team, out of the Bad Boy event in South Dakota next week. That is another prominent program that has pulled out. Now, six of the initial eight schools in that tournament are no longer in that tournament. At this point, I'll be surprised if it goes down. You know, at some point, if you're Memphis, you got to just say, well, if everybody else is pulling out of this thing, why aren't we?
And what's the point? Like, I mean, there's not all the good teams have pulled out besides West Virginia, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mess. You know, they can, you know, they're in charge. They can make the decision.
Sure.
But it should tell you something when all these other schools are pulling out of it. Anyway, we'll get back to that later on. As for the NBA draft, the top went the way most people assumed it would go, in the sense that we have for a while assumed that the top three picks would be Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball in some order. Some would have had it LaMelo, then James, then Anthony. Others would have had it totally flipped around. If a different franchise from Minnesota was picking first, I'm certain somebody would have been interested in James Wiseman going first overall. But either way, it goes Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball, top three picks, slightly different order than I think it should have been, but those are the first three players I thought were going to come off the board. The Timberwolves decide to go Anthony Edwards first overall, and listen, I was providing instant analysis last night for CBS Sports HQ, and I said, I'm going to be saying what I'm about to say a lot tonight, and this will be the first time. This is not what I would have done with this pick, but I don't think it's crazy. It could work out. And ultimately, we will look back at this as we get into Anthony Edwards' career. And one of two things is going to happen. He's either going to be awesome, and we're going to say, all the physical tools were always there. 6'5", great body, terrific athlete, could shoot it deep, could create a shot, late shot clock situations. It was all easy to see. I can't believe we even debated who should go number one in that draft. Like, he'll be awesome, and then we'll say that. Or, and this is what I would bet on, he will not be awesome. He'll just be a guy, and we'll say, he told us the week of the draft that he wasn't really into basketball.
Right.
Why would you spend the number one pick on a guy who publicly said, basketball is a job. Yeah, it's a job. It's like if you ask your cousin who just does a normal job type job because that's the way he puts food on the table. And you say, like, so how's things going at work? And he's like, it's a job. You know, I get a paycheck. Like, if you're a basketball player, you want to be somebody who's passionate about that job. I'm not saying Anthony Edwards can't be awesome. I'm just saying it is a red flag when he says, it's a job. You know, it's not really – I don't really watch basketball. I'm not really that into basketball. It might work out. My prediction is he'll just be a guy, and when you look back on this draft, he will not be the guy who should have been picked first overall. Like I said, we assume the top three picks will be Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball. Most assume the fourth pick would be either Obi Toppin or Denny Avdia. Instead, it was Patrick Williams out of Florida State. I guess I would say about that, same thing I said about the Anthony Edwards pick. Not what I would have done, but I don't think it's crazy. Even though Patrick Williams, yes, in his 1 year of college, came off the bench at Florida State. He is a non-starter in 1 year of college who got picked fourth in the 2020 NBA draft. He's 6'8", 225, big shoulders, projects as a 3-and-D guy. This was higher than anybody had him going. But some people leading up to the draft did have him going top 8, top 10. And if you are sitting there with the fourth pick and that's the guy you love and you know somebody else is at least interested at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, go ahead and snatch him up. It's not what I would have done, but I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world. I guess I would put it this way. If you go back to the Giannis draft, if somebody would have taken him fourth, I would have said, whoa, that's higher than anybody thought he should go. That's a little surprising. But if we look back on it now and somebody would have taken him fourth, it would have looked like the smartest thing in the world. If somebody would have taken him first, it would have looked like the smartest thing in the world. So perhaps the Patrick Williams selection will go down like that. We'll see. But he did go higher than most people anticipated. I will say, if you don't mind me to pat myself on the back a little bit, 14 of the players I had going in the top 15 actually went in the top 15. Not in the right order, but if you just said, hey, GP, give me 15 players that are going to go in the top 15, the list I had of 15 players, 14 of them went in the top 15. The only miss is I had Sadiq Bey out of Villanova in the top 15, and he, of course, did not go in the top 15. I did not have Jalen Smith in the top 15, and he surprisingly went in the top 15. And it's not that I hate Jalen Smith. I had him 19th on my big board, so it's not crazy for him to go in the top 15, but he went 10th to Phoenix. He is a 6'10 big-bodied center. The Phoenix Suns, there's Tyrese Halliburton available, Devin Vassell available, Aaron Nesmith available. You've got wings who can shoot all over the board. And the same franchise that has DeAndre Ayton drafts Jalen Smith, a big-bodied center? Like, what? If it's 1985, maybe I'd understand it. You could play Twin Towers. But I don't know why. It's 2 years in a row where I didn't understand what Phoenix was doing. They, like, at least in my mind, drafted somebody 10th that you could have probably moved down 10 spots and he's still available. Lots of draft analysts had Jalen Smith as a second-round prospect. I did not. I had him as a first-round prospect, but not in the top 10. And I think he's a bad fit with Phoenix. So I don't know what they were doing. That's the one mistake I had. I had Sadiq Bey in the top 15. He doesn't go because Jalen Smith goes in the top 15. Beyond that, I hit 14 of 15. And of the 60 players that were selected last night, 52 of them were players that I had in my top 60. I only missed on 8. And everybody in my top 46 got picked somewhere between 1 and 60. So in comparing it to others, it actually compared really well. Perhaps I just got lucky, but still it was interesting and encouraging to see. As for the Memphis products, I thought it was a great night for both James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa. James goes second overall to Golden State, which allows him to walk into a situation where he can be a starting center on a contender. Now, that has gotten a little messy because of something we'll talk about later, the Klay Thompson season-ending Achilles injury, and now Golden State appears to be bringing in Kelly Oubre. That's not an upgrade over Klay Thompson, but it helps. I don't think Golden State is a real contender, or at least I'd be surprised if they're a real contender without Klay Thompson, but they'll be good playoff team without Klay Thompson. So James Wiseman gets to start his professional career starting beside one certain Hall of Famer, maybe another in Draymond Green, and he just has to be a role player. He won't be asked to be the face of anything. He's playing in a big market. you know, with a future Hall of Fame coach and a strong organization. That's a great spot for James Wiseman. Happy for him. Precious Achiuwa, I know, wanted to go higher than he went, 20th to Miami. But you told me you can go 15th to a bad franchise or 20th to Miami. Just let me go 20th to Miami.
Yeah, for sure.
They have a culture now that is established. They have a strong coach, a strong front office. He serves an obvious need. He can play behind Bam Adebayo to start. In theory, if he continues to develop a skill set, could maybe play with Bam Adebayo someday. You get to live in Miami. That's awesome. You get to work with Pat Riley, with Eric Spoelstra. You're on a team that just went to the NBA Finals and will be trying to go back next season, even if they will not be predicted to do that. For James and Precious, it is not often that a school has two top 20 picks and both of them go to awesome situations. Usually you end up somewhere like, I don't know, Sacramento, and you're going to win 28 games. James and Precious last night both landed in awesome spots. They are going to be able to be rotation players, and with James, I believe a starter, for playoff teams in great organizations right from the jump. Again, I know Precious would have preferred to be a lottery pick, but and there's a difference in money here because it is a scaled salary. So, like, he lost millions by not being a lottery pick, but you can make that up on the second contract and the third contract. If you told me you can go 15, 16 here or 20th to Miami, yo, send me to Miami. It's beautiful. They got the ocean. They got an incredible organization, front office, coach, and a team ready to win. Just let me be a part of that. Again, great night last night for James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, and by extension, Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis men's basketball program. Now to the Grizz. They only woke up yesterday with the 40th pick. That's all they were going to do because their first-round pick went to Boston, as I'm sure you know. But as they did last, they decided to move up to try to acquire players that they had identified who would be useful. So they moved up to 30, and they drafted Desmond Bane out of TCU. And then they moved up to 35, and they drafted Xavier Tillman out of Michigan State, and then they signed Killian Tilly to a two-way deal. I don't know how many of you were watching CBS Sports HQ last night, but when the Raptors came on the clock at 29, and I was asked, if you're Toronto, what do you do here? What I actually said was, if you're not going to take a point guard, Malachi Flynn's still on the board, Trey Jones is on the board, Cassius Winston's on the board, Nico Mannion's on the board, Fred VanVleet is an unrestricted free agent. If you're worried about losing him and you're going to take a point guard, then I understand, pick whichever one you prefer. But if you're not going to take a point guard, the pick should be Desmond Bane. And so then what happened? Toronto drafted a point guard. And then the Grizzlies are picking next at 30. So I was asked again, if you're the Grizzlies, what do you do? And I said, well, this is even easier than the Toronto one because they're definitely not drafting a point guard with a first-round pick. They have Ja Morant and Tyus Jones as his backup. What the Grizzlies should do right now is select Desmond Bane out of TCU. We've been talking about it for a while. The Grizzlies need to add shooting. Desmond Bane is the best shooter available at this point in the draft, and perhaps the best shooter in the draft, regardless of who was available at any point in the draft. And then Adam Silver, of course, said with the 30th pick, I believe he said Boston Celtics because the pick technically belonged to the Boston Celtics, but the selection is Desmond Bane. Absolutely love it. I was giving grades on CBS Sports HQ. They asked me for a grade. I said A plus. Grizzlies get to 35. I'm not certain. I would have definitely 100% taken Xavier Tillman, but I like them taking Xavier Tillman. And Killian Tilly being signed to a two-way, perfect as well. How about this? The Grizzlies got every player they got last night lower than where I had them on my big board. I had Desmond Bane 23rd on my big board. The Grizzlies got him with the 30th pick. I had Xavier Tillman 33rd on my big board. The Grizzlies got him with the 35th pick. I had Killian Tilly 49th on my big board. The Grizzlies got him on a two-way deal after he went undrafted. And real quick on Tilly, because he's probably the one casual fans know the least about. He's a 6'10", 220-pound forward who shot at least 40% from three in all 4 years at Gonzaga. Shot 47.8% as a freshman, 47.9% as a sophomore, 43.8% as a junior, and 40% last season as a senior. The issue with him is injuries. He has consistently been injured the past 2 years. Missed a total of 38 games in his career at Gonzaga. Only played 15 last season, 24. No, 15 as a junior 2 seasons ago, then only 24 last year as a senior. Since he's been at Gonzaga, he's had a knee surgery. He's had a torn ligament in his foot, stress fracture in his ankle, broken finger, hip pointer. He's had multiple sprained ankles. But if you think those are all short-term things, not long-term things, you get a real interesting prospect here who went undrafted on a two-way deal. Because here's the truth. If Killian Tilly never had any of those injuries, I don't think he'd ever been a four-year college player, and I think he would have been a first-round pick at some point, probably after his junior year. He is a first-round talent based on the fact that he is 6'10", 220, and can really shoot it. Dribble, pass, shoot. He's a basketball player. The question is, can he stay healthy? Because the last 2 years, he hasn't. With Xavier Tillman, such a perfect fit for the Grizzlies culture, what they're trying to establish right now. And not just because he's a teammate, former teammate of and close friend of Jaren Jackson Jr., but because he is by all accounts the highest of high characters. 21-year-old, married man, father of two. You know, I thought it was really interesting that when the Grizzlies drafted young potential stars Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., they both moved here into the suburbs with their families. Like, they weren't trying to get a badass condo downtown. Like, I promise you I would have if I were them. They were like, you know, I don't need that life. I'm here to play basketball. Like, let's go to the suburbs. Let's be with our family. Well, what do you think Xavier Tillman is? He's 21 years old, married with two kids. He's a family man. So it fits the same type of culture. Beyond that, 6'8", 245. So he's a little undersized, but he does not play like it. He is built like a mountain, average 14 points, 10 rebounds, 2.1 blocks last season. He's a role player, at least projects that way, but man. And this seems to be what the Grizzlies are doing. If you know Ja Morant is a future star, and you think if he can stay healthy, Jaren Jackson Jr. can also be a star, let's surround them with perfect role players that complement them. Xavier Tillman absolutely falls under that umbrella, and the guy that they use the 30th pick on, he does as well. Desmond Bane, coming out of high school, zero-star recruit. Zero-star recruit. I actually wrote about him in December 2017 while writing a story about Jamie Dixon's second team at TCU that looked like it was on its way to the NCAA tournament. Big part of that was Desmond Bane, who had zero Division I offers after his junior year of high school. And even after his senior year of high school, TCU was the only high major who offered it. They basically had to beat Ball State to get him. And this isn't a situation where, like, well, nobody saw him. Everybody saw him. He played for Indiana Elite on the grassroots circuit. He was and was playing in Indiana, where there's a million basketball schools. Everybody saw him. People just didn't think he was good enough. Brian Snow, longtime recruiting analyst, wrote today that Desmond Bane is his biggest miss in his professional career of evaluating players. He said, I saw him multiple times, just did not think he was good enough. Thought he was a mid-major player, didn't even know if he'd be a good mid-major player. Jamie Dixon saw something, offered him, enrolled him, and then Desmond Bane shot 38% from three as a freshman, 46% as a sophomore, 43% as a junior, 44% as a senior. This past season, took 6.5 three-pointers per game and made 44.2% of them. So he's a high-volume shooter, great percentage, and he's 6'6", 215. He's a guard with size, great body. What are the Grizzlies getting with their latest first-round pick? The man who recruited him and coached him, Jamie Dixon, will join me next. I'll ask him. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, one-year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
It's finally getting cooler. The holidays are on the way, so now's the time to visit your friends at Oak Hall for a special pre-Thanksgiving sale. It's a progressive sale, so the more you buy, the more you save on any item in the store. Here's how it works. The first item, you get an automatic 15% off. Buy a second item of equal or lesser price, you get 20% off. Buy a third item of equal or lesser price, you get 25% off. And this keeps going no matter how many items you buy. So the fourth item, 15% off. The fifth item, 20% off. The sixth item, 25% off. It's honestly a way to freshen up and restore your entire wardrobe. I was just at Oak Hall buying three new pairs of five-pocket pants. My boss at the radio station, Dan Barron, got two pairs of incredibly comfortable Peter Millar corduroys. It's been a hard year for all of us, so treat yourself to some gorgeous, comfortable clothes. The store is restocked and packed with beautiful merchandise, so take advantage of it today through Saturday at Oak Hall's special pre-Thanksgiving sale.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We Gossett at Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $3149 due at signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. You want it? We Gossett at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE 242174, MSRP 20,505, Soul, M77 55682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 6516, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie.
More bad COVID college basketball news. Creighton has pulled out of the event next week in South Dakota that the University of Memphis is also expected to play in. So, six of the original eight schools in that event have pulled out for one reason or another. I'll tell you more about it in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, my next guest has coached in 12 of the past 16 NCAA tournaments and advanced in 8 of those 12. He won the Big East twice while coaching at Pitt. He was the 2009 Naismith National Coach of the Year, and he's about to start his fifth season in charge at his alma mater, TCU, which was led the past two seasons by Desmond Bane, a 6'6 guard the Grizzlies selected with the 30th pick in last night's NBA draft. Nobody knows the Grizzlies' latest first-round pick better than Jamie Dixon. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Jamie, before we get into what the Grizzlies are getting right now with Desmond Bane, let's go back to when you first got the job at TCU. He is a shooting guard in Indiana who had no high major offers, but you evaluate him and you end up offering him. What did you see in Desmond Bane that clearly other high major coaches just did not see?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, you know, we didn't know much about him. We just got here, so that's part of the story. Just been hired at TCU. Ryan Miller, my assistant, he had worked with the Indiana Elite before, the AU program. So he had brought this guy to our attention, and we watched him on some film. And then we watched him in one of the AU events. He played in an event and up in Indianapolis as a senior. And so we were able to see him out there. And, you know, you say 6'5 guard. I mean, he was a center in high school. I don't know. He went to a school of about, he played in a 2-3 zone. He was in the center. He was the center in the 2-3 zone. So he didn't play any man-to-man. How did he guard? And he wasn't really a shooter. I mean, he was an athletic guy that got to the rim. He had a highlight reel dunk that was the tape they had sent us. So I had seen that. And then, again, we watched him up in playing Indianapolis in the spring and really watched him once. But it was sold on really the visit, you know, and his desire to play at the highest level. I think it was Miami of Ohio was where he was probably going to go, I think, and when it was all said and done. That was his offer. I think Air Force he had visited in the fall. And so I think it was just, he wanted to play at the highest level. He wasn't asking who you had or, you know, how many minutes can I get or, you know, it was just I want to play at the highest level and just had a great energy about him and wanted to get in the gym on the visit, wanted to play, wanted to get after it. And, you know, we figured out pretty quick he's probably better than we thought, you know, from day one. But he wasn't a shooter. And we told him he had to become one, and, you know, so he did it. And he put the hours in the gym.
Yeah, he shot 38% from three as a freshman, 46% as a sophomore, 43 as a junior, 44 as a senior. Is that something you guys did with mechanics, or was it simply he just decided I'm going to get good at this and put in the work?
I think it was reps mainly. I think we a little bit more arc on the shot. I think is something that we remember. I think a little quicker release, a little bit more. Efficient with his mechanics. And the other kid we had after that first year was Kenrich Williams, and he was also a non-shooter. And when I came here, we had just committed to trying to become a better shooting team. We did a lot more shooting in practice, a lot more shooting in the off season. You know, the rules had changed, so we got more hours with our guys, so that probably had more time in the off season, so that had something to do with it. But both those guys, and Kenrich, I specifically sitting down with him and saying, "Hey, you've got a skill. This rebounding thing that you can do, this motor you have, but you got to be able to shoot the three." And so he was a complete non-shooter as well that played the center in high school. And so really, as I think about it now, those guys both went from non-shooters to shooters that summer. And we went to Australia that summer. We had a foreign trip that year. And now you got, you know, two guys, I told our guys, two guys that really had very little recruitment are now, you know, playing in the NBA and, you know, going to be contributors. I mean, Kenrich is with Memphis. And there's not many guys doing that. Not many guys doing that at all.
Well, I remember, I went back and looked it up today, December 2017, when you guys had you know, put together a good record through the non-league. And I remember writing about and talking to you about the unusual makeup of this top 10 team because of Kenrich, because of Desmond Bane. Obviously, you get those guys there, start working with them. You know you've got something better than what you thought you were getting when you recruited them. When did you know that Desmond Bane could play in the NBA?
You know, I think probably after year two, I think that's when we started talking about it thinking he had become that good a shooter. But, you know, he became a playmaker, too, last year for us, even as the year went on. I mean, his assist numbers went up dramatically year three to year four, and especially as the year went on. So we started running him off ball screens more. And, you know, I think I heard Billiton saying, it's like, you know, he got better every year. And I think that was, you know, the best way to describe it. It wasn't like an overnight thing. You know, it was step by step. But we just worked out with our guys, and I was like, you know, Desmond got better every year, but that's by getting better every day. And, you know, that's what I wanted to get across to our guy. You got to come out here every day and compete. And the other thing I mentioned was, you know, I don't think Desmond missed one practice in 4 years, one workout, except he missed about 4 weeks when we first got back in the summer after his freshman year. He had torn ligaments in his thumb, and it was over Easter. He had gone home, and he was playing pickup games, you know, right after the season. So it just kind of tells you what kind of kid he is and what a gym rat he is. No one will outwork him. I can guarantee you that.
Talking to Jamie Dixon, head coach at TCU, the man who recruited and helped develop Desmond Bane, who was selected 30th last night by the Memphis Grizzlies. How many conversations did you have with the Grizzlies front office before what happened last night happened?
You know, I had a bunch early, and I didn't know Zach at all, and he called me out of the blue, and I was like, I didn't even know who he was, to be honest with you. And then I returned the phone call, and I didn't realize I had heard the name, but I didn't know it kind of click. And then I looked it up, and he was, you know, youngest GM in the league, and and read his history. But we had a couple of great conversations, and I knew they were excited about him, and I talked to some other guys in the organization too, but didn't hear much from him lately. But that's all, I find that's often more of a good sign because it seemed like they did their homework early. But, you know, I think it was not normal if the general manager, you know, calls guys that he doesn't know, and especially that early in the process. But I think they really targeted Desmond. I mean, we felt there was about two other teams that we were felt, and we talked to everybody, but I thought there was really two other teams maybe along with Memphis that were really targeting Desmond. And but I just without when we talked to Desmond and when we talked to Memphis early, it was about that 40th pick, and I was like, as it went on, it didn't seem that he was going to get to 40. I think it was 40, right? Is it 40 or 41?
It was 40, yeah. Right. It was 40, and I agree with you. There was no chance he was getting to 40.
Yeah. So. You know, they obviously didn't tell me they were trading up, but I just didn't think they would get him at 40. So I kind of put them to the side, to be honest with you, as an option.
Talking to Jamie Dixon, head coach at TCU, he recruited and developed Desmond Bane, who was the first-round pick of the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 30th overall. Have you talked to Desmond, and what are his thoughts on joining a young core that a lot of people believe has a bright future? Ja Morant at the point, Jaren Jackson Jr. in the front court. We have talked about it on this station for months now. The Grizzlies need to add shooting. They clearly prioritize that with Desmond Bane. Is he excited about this situation?
Yeah, we didn't get into specifics about the team last night. I talked to, I guess I was talking with his agent last night, so we talked a little bit more about that. But I was excited for him, and we talked. He called me real quick. So we didn't talk specifics about the team. I talked to him and told him about a few guys to say hi to down there that we knew, you know, Brevin Knight and a couple other guys are in the organization and Bob Tate and some guys. So, we didn't get into it that much. I think he knew. I mean, we had talked about, to be honest with you, we had talked about Memphis beforehand. So, we both know it's a great spot for him. We know they need shooting. He knew that. We knew that. So I guess last night we didn't have that discussion, but we'd had it before. And I just wanted to enjoy it with his family. I mean, it's you know, he was up there in Richmond. He was with great grandmother and the family, and just Tony is his uncle, is really the guardian, the guy that's, you know, been there every game. He'd show up at every game. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's retired, and it's just a great family. It's a great story. I mean, you get just to see what he's done and what he became. And there's not a better kid. He's never had a bad day. Is always what I say about him. He's always smiling. He's always laughing. He's got a great personality. And simply put, I just say he's going to play in the NBA because, you know, he can play with the superstars. The superstars will like playing with him, and the coaches will like coaching him. And that's a great characteristic to have.
Wrapping up here with Jamie Dixon, head coach at TCU. Before I let you go, our college basketball season is scheduled to start next Wednesday. It's obviously going to be bumpy. How complicated do you think it's going to be for us to get through this 2020-21 season?
Well, I just had a practice with six guys out there, so and it's not the first, and it won't be the last. So, you know, we've made the commitment that we're going to try to play. You know, we've been hit, you know, more than probably anybody. But in some ways, we could be better off, you know, down the road. But it's going to be, who knows? But our guys want to play, and we're going to do everything we can. But I don't think anybody's gone through what we've gone through at this point. So we're gonna see. I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of games that don't matter. And this is going to be different football because you're not going to have guys practicing, not playing. You know, our rosters are so small. It's, you know, you play these guys. If you're playing a group of guys 8 minutes and you get eight guys, and then you all of a sudden going to play guys that haven't played at all. And that could happen. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. But you know, these kids want to play. I mean, they simply want to play. And you know, we got to find a way to get that done and within safe, components that were health and safety are first and foremost.
That is Jamie Dixon. He is the head coach at TCU, the man who recruited and enrolled and developed Desmond Bane, who was selected 30th overall last night by the Grizzlies in the 2020 NBA draft. Jamie, it's always good to catch up with you. Great job with Desmond. I know you will deflect credit toward his direction, but you played a big role in this. So congrats. Well, I know it was a happy night for you.
Let me mention a guy that worked down in Memphis for a while too, Ryan Miller. I know I mentioned him earlier, but Ryan did a great job recruiting him and coaching him. So that's another tie into Memphis as well. So Ryan did a great job, and he found him. So put him out there too.
Absolutely. Big fan of Ryan Miller. Jamie, thanks so much, buddy. I hope to see you soon.
You got it, Gary. Yeah, we'll see you soon, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Jamie Dixon, head coach at TCU. A lot of interesting stuff there.
Yeah.
My favorite, I think, is never had a bad day. Nobody's going to outwork him. And the stars are going to love playing with him.
That was the one that stood out. The superstars are going to like playing with him.
You hear it all the time in basketball that the other players don't like playing with this guy. Honestly, I don't think I'm telling secrets at this point. One of the reasons Cole Anthony ended up at North Carolina, first, he's awesome. Like, by the way, he went top 15 last night, so like he went higher than a lot of people were insisting he was going to go. He's an awesome talent. But one of the reasons he ended up at North Carolina is because some of the other big schools stopped recruiting him. And the reason some of the other big schools stopped recruiting him is because some of the other five-star prospects who were being recruited by these big schools were making it very clear, hey, I've come with you, but I don't want to play with Cole Anthony. Like, you know, I don't need to get into specifics, but let's just say Kentucky was targeting these two five-stars, and they were happy to play together. But neither one of them really wanted to play with Cole Anthony. Well, then Cole Anthony was not going to get recruited by Kentucky anymore. And Duke may be targeting these two or three five-stars. And they are happy to play together, but they don't really want to play with Cole Anthony. Well, Cole Anthony not getting recruited by Duke anymore. I'm not saying it was those specific teams or those specific situations, but you get the point. Sometimes Cole Anthony, whether it was fair or not, had that reputation. Other people didn't want to play with him. You hear that sometimes about basketball players. And so to hear Jamie Dixon say, the stars are going to love playing with Desmond Bane. Nobody's going to outwork him. He never has a bad day. See, the basketball stuff we can see, 6'6", great body, really shoots it. That's enough to get you in the NBA. 6'6", you got good size for your position, great body, can really shoot it. Okay, I can envision that guy playing in the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's easy to see. We can all see that. Like, honestly, I don't even really need to watch Desmond Bane as much as look at 4 years of box scores and go, he's 6'6", 215, and he shoots above 40% basically every year and for his career. That guy's got a chance to play in the NBA. I don't even have to have eyes. You just tell me those numbers, and they suggest that he might have a chance. But then you see what he looks like, and then you see that he starts out as a non-shooter. By the time he's a senior, you're running stuff for him, running him off screens. Okay, that's development. Never has a bad day. That means great attitude. Nobody's going to outwork him. That means he's in the gym nonstop as much as he can be, working on his game. Another great sign. People love playing with him. Another great sign. Awesome job by the Grizzlies front office for the second year in a row. They have identified players, Brandon Clark last year, this year, Desmond Bane, Xavier Tillman, and yes, I think also Killian Tilly on a two-way. They've identified players that fit perfectly from a basketball perspective with your young, talented core of John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., and fit perfectly from a culture perspective. This is the other thing Desmond Bane, Xavier Tillman, and Killian Tilly all have in common. You talk to Jamie Dixon or Tom Izzo or Mark Few, and I've talked to all three of them. They all love these guys, absolutely love them. I remember when the Grizzlies drafted Deontay Davis, when I talked to Tom Izzo, he loved Deontay, Didi as he called it. But he said, you're going to need – He actually asked, like, I have no ability to do this. But he was like, yeah, I, you know, I'm going to need you to look after him. Now, I wasn't really going to look after Deontay Davis. But he, it wasn't like.
The writing was kind of on the wall.
All the things you heard Jamie Dixon just say about Desmond Bane, those were not things Tom Izzo was saying about Deontay Davis. He was hopeful that it would work for Deontay Davis, and he cared about him deeply. But he didn't say the same things that you just heard Jamie Dixon say. Tom Izzo would say those same things about Xavier Tillman, and Mark Few would say those things about Killian Tilly. The Grizzlies added to the organization three uniquely skilled, high-character guys to the organization last night. And they all have – I talk about this all the time when it comes to NBA prospects. Nobody can do everything. If you can do everything, you are Kevin Durant or you're LeBron James or you're Kobe Bryant or whatever. Like this idea that you got to be – you know, but can he put it on the floor? Well, can he rebound? Well, can he, you know, guard in space? Like nobody can – very few can do everything or all of these things. The overwhelming majority of NBA players, they're role players with specific skill sets, very specific things they can do. Can you do this one thing really well? Well, then maybe you could have a job for a long time and make millions of dollars. For Tony Allen, most famously in Memphis, he had one obvious NBA skill, maybe only one obvious NBA skill, his ability to guard the ball on the perimeter. That might have been Tony's only identifiable obvious NBA skill. He made millions of dollars and became a cult hero in this city because he could do that thing so well. What the Grizzlies have done in this draft is identify people who can do something that is easy to translate to the NBA, or at least it's easy to envision it translating to the NBA. Desmond Bane can make shots. Xavier Tillman can set screens and rebound. And Killian Tilly can be a 6'10 knockdown shooter that creates space if he ends up actually spending real time with the Grizzlies. Are any of those guys that the Grizzlies added last night going to be stars? Maybe. I would never rule it out, but if you ask me to bet, I would bet against it. But can they be useful for what the Grizzlies are trying to do? Yes. Yes. And it seems that the front office is approaching the past two drafts after you get John Morant with that in mind. Find guys who can be useful long-term to what we're trying to do. Desmond Bane, Xavier Tillman, and perhaps Killian Tilly as well, they can all, in theory, be useful to what they're trying to do. When we come back, rough news. Last night, Klay Thompson, we knew when I got off the air, had suffered an injury. We knew today, we find out, rather, that it is a torn Achilles. He's going to miss an entire season for the second straight season. We'll get into that, plus Creighton pulling out of the South Dakota event and the Isaiah Stokes suspension. We'll do it after this break. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They used 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have, providing extreme comfort. Get Skechers' new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Tonight.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed.
I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new Unicorn, tonight, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Save on a sweet treat for your Thanksgiving celebrations. Right now, California Adorbs mandarins are $2.97 in the 3-pound bag with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year, and there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Blood shortages are worsening again, and critical blood-based research to develop new treatments for diabetes, heart disease, and cancer is alarmingly slowing down. Patients need your help. If you're between 18 and 50 years old and healthy, you can give blood, and you'll get compensated for time and effort. Go to researchchampions.com to learn more. That's researchchampions.com or call 901-252-3434. Researchchampions.com is sponsored by Key Biologics Solero.
All 36-month leases, 3149 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242174, MSRP 20,505, Sol, M7755682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 6516, L602609, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
It's time for the Kia holiday sales event and time to command the season in your new ride from Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte, just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $3149 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Want to hear your home for sale on the radio? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf. I tell people that as part of my highly successful strategic marketing program, along with the multiple listing service and highly intensive internet exposure, I'll advertise your home on the radio. Here it goes. 115 Palisade near the University of Memphis, under contract. 1106 Oak Ridge near the Dixon Gallery, under contract. In Germantown on Willowbrook and on Old Pike, both under contract. I'm sorry to tease you, but I cannot hardly keep anything in my inventory because I sell them so fast and often with multiple offers. Preparation, presentation, and proper pricing are the secret keys to what I do. Thinking of selling? Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Call or email me, Sheldon Rosengarten, 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's Sheldon, 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell Beelzebub that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. This is Bonaparte, and he paying with Tucson, and they went on.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with University of Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to prioritize supporting local businesses that support local universities, especially in these trying times, well, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the insurance agency for you. You have a good life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You wouldn't want something bad to happen to you unexpectedly, and then you leave your family in a bad financial situation. It happens every day in this country. Don't let it happen to you. The best way to avoid it is to have a good life insurance policy. You can get one right now, Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They are waiving the medical exam to help you with COVID-19 social distancing protocols, so take advantage of it. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283, on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Cargan's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We will talk Grizzlies draft and NBA draft in general. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
More bad COVID news as it relates to college basketball. At least two more programs have shut down for the time being, St. Bonaventure and DePaul. DePaul, and this is the thing, like the shutdowns in the preseason, it's like, oh, they shut down for 2 weeks, miss some practice time, no big deal. If you shut down now, guess what you're doing? You're missing games.
All right.
DePaul just had to cancel its first three games of the season. And so there's that. St. Bonaventure shutting down. And then Creighton hasn't announced that it's shutting down, but it has announced that it is pulling out of the Bad Boy Mowers crossover classic next week in South Dakota. I had heard earlier today that they had maybe had a positive case that was going to cause them to shut down again. I teased it at the top of the show, and then, of course, the news comes. They have not acknowledged the positive test yet, but they have pulled out of the crossover classic. And, Bennett, you made a good point earlier when I was talking about whether Memphis is still should go to this. You said, what's the point in going? And on one hand, somebody might answer that question, well, you want to go play three games. But what's the point in playing three games against bad teams? It doesn't matter.
That's
where you're at now.
No.
If you could rewind 2 months, Memphis's first game was going to be against nationally ranked Ohio State. If you won it, you were going to play nationally ranked West Virginia. And if you won that, you were probably going to play nationally ranked Creighton. You had an opportunity to get three games against top 25 teams to start your season. Could go well, could not go well. But either way, you were going to test yourself and possibly build a resume for the selection committee to look at on Selection Sunday. Now you're not opening with Ohio State. You're opening with St. Mary's. If you lose to them, it's bad. If you beat them, it doesn't really matter. If you win that game, you will at this moment. West Virginia's still in it. You would play West Virginia. But on the other side of the bracket now, there are no good teams. South Dakota State's not good. Utah State's not good. Wichita State's not good. And Creighton is now out of this. So at best, at this moment, if you're Memphis, you get one quality opponent in South Dakota. And if you happen to lose that first game, you're probably getting zero games against quality opponents, and you're taking a bad loss while you're there. Combine all that with the big actual reason you might not go, which is COVID is running rampant through South Dakota. If I were Memphis, I would genuinely be leaning toward pulling out of this event as well. It seems like a dangerous place to be, and not just from a somebody's going to die. Nobody will probably die connected to the Memphis basketball program if they contract the virus in South Dakota. But it will shut you down. It'll shut you down for 2 weeks, and you could end up missing other games that you'd rather not miss because you chose to take a trip that at least six schools who were originally invited to this event decided not to take. Six schools who were supposed to play. Only eight. Six of the eight have pulled out. At this point, the only original team still in it are Memphis and West Virginia after Creighton withdraws today. So when you combine the fact that it is a dangerous place to be as it relates to the virus with the probability that you're not going to get good games there now, maybe one against West Virginia, but the other games, they can only hurt your resume, not help it. You lose to anybody else in South Dakota besides West Virginia, and it's a bad loss. So you're just setting yourself up to go to a place where the virus is running rampant and you're voluntarily putting your team in a situation where really the only thing it can do is win games that won't matter or lose games that ding your resume. As I'm talking through it, I wouldn't go at this point.
No, I wouldn't.
It doesn't, it does not seem worth it. It was worth it if you thought you were getting a shot at Ohio State, then maybe West Virginia, then maybe Creighton. But with Ohio State out, Creighton out, West Virginia, the only other on paper good team there, if I were Memphis at this point, I would respectfully withdraw just like most other schools are doing.
Story number two.
Penny Hardaway created a headline today when he announced that Isaiah Stokes is going to be serving a one-year suspension this season after sitting out last season per normal NCAA transfer rules. I hate this because, like, I've known Isaiah through Jarnell since he was very young. Obviously watched him on the grassroots circuit, rooted for him at Florida, and was happy to see him come home and get an opportunity at Memphis. And now, if he ever plays for the Tigers, it won't be until his third year on campus at the University of Memphis, which is obviously not ideal. I had a buddy text me earlier today and say, why did Penny suspend Isaiah Stokes for a year? And I guess to that I would say this, while keeping it vague. When you hear about a, quote, year-long suspension in college athletics, it is almost never something handed down by the coach.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.